Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. There are so many different kinds of music and an equally large number of different kinds of bands to play them. There's no way to hear all of them in a mere hour, but here's a sampling. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Marches began in Europe in the 19th century, but soon became popular on this side of the Atlantic. In a way, we went from Sousa to Joplin. Both forms, marches and ragtime, have persisted. From 1902, the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, with Bob Cole, J. Rosamund Johnson, and James Weldon Johnson's When the Band Plays Ragtime, and from Cy Coleman and Michael Stewart's 1979 score to Barnum, Jim Dale and the Company, Come Follow the Band.
Talk about the music of your Sousa and of all the other famous bands. If they're playing music that is classic, people sit and simply clap their hands. But you see the folks commence a-smiling when the band hits up a ragtime tune. By the tapping of the drum, you can tell it's going to come, and your feet will be a-moving pretty soon. When the band plays
Sigh, the trumpet shout, and the drums reply. See the pretty lady toss that bat on high. Ain't she cute as a daisy? Watch the fella with the big bass drum go by. Ain't you glad that you stayed? Hear the tuba play that old papa, oh my. Ain't it driving you crazy? Don't you be so darn lazy. Better hurry and join that big parade.
Paragon Ragtime Orchestra, When the Band Plays Ragtime, and Jim Dale, Come Follow the Band. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. One of the underlying points in all these songs is the need to move. You tap your feet, bob your head, walk in rhythm, or cut a rug. The one thing you can't do is sit still as the music sounds around you, from martial to swing. This is a song for getting started, for sounding the first brassy percussive notes. Get ready to move with George and Ira Gershwin's Strike Up the Band.
We fought in 1917, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum, and drove the tyrant from the scene, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum. We're in a bigger, better war for your patriotic pastime. We don't know what we're fighting for, but we didn't know the last time. So load the cannon, draw the blade, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum. Come on and join the big parade. Rum-ta-da-dum-tum, rum-ta-da-dum-tum, rum-ta-da-dum-tum-tum. Let the drums roll loud, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all, to the marshal swing, strike up the band. There is work to be done, there's a war to be won, come you son of a gun, take your stand, one in line, yea, come along, let's go. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Yeah.
Jason Gray with George and Ira Gershwin's 1930 Strike Up the Band. The first distinctively American music was ragtime. Then, at about the same time, perhaps a few years later, jazz borrowed ragtime syncopation to move in a new way. That syncopation became a defining element in American popular music for the next half century. Irving Berlin wrote his first mega hit as an instrumental, mainly as he was shaving one morning. He added lyrics shortly after, a ragtime song about a ragtime bandleader and the music's effect on the people who came to dance. Gottlieb's Orchestra with Alexander's Ragtime Band. Gottlieb's Orchestra, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Like ragtime, jazz is primarily instrumental, but songs about ragtime and jazz added words. Sometimes they were love songs, but often not. They were about the music itself. Here are two versions of the same song to make the point. Nick LaRocca and Larry Shields of the original Dixieland Jazz Band wrote the number in 1917, but Bix Beiderbecke's recording is the most important. Johnny Mercer added additional lyrics decades later. Here are Bix Beiderbecke and his gang, and then Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby. Thank you.
nickel would buy a giant jigger of respectable rye.
Piano players in the honky tonks would have to work on a slide.
One tune was known to a few, some steady habitués too.
So the word of mouth spread around the South.
Very entre-new. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all.
Four, five musicians in the small saloon, inventing a ragtime tune.
They kinda made up their own brand, without a note up on the stand. And they call it D-I-X-I-E, hyphen Elliott Candyland. More, it was strictly bon ton.
'Cause like a winner at the starting gate, the music got it and gone.
It moved from over the tracks into the society shacks.
It was wonderful
and deductible from the income tax. You better dig that jazz band ball, 'cause it's the ball of them all.
Trumpet player takes a monologue, the people shout, well, who got told?
And if you ask how come that yell, they kind of grin, then say, well, when the band plays J-A-Z, it's B-A-L-L. When the band plays J-A-Z, it's B-A-L-L.
Vic Spiderbeck and then Louis Armstrong and Bing Crosby at the Jazz Bands Ball. From early in the 20th century, as professional bands lured people onto the dance floor, they took their names from their leaders. Down the road lay the great swing bands of Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. But earlier in the century, there were names that were nothing more than song titles. They also happen to be examples of those stereotypical coon songs. Al Jolson with George W. Mayer and Joe Goodwin's brass band Ephraim Jones. And from 1917, Ian Whitcomb with Maurice Abrahams and Shelton Brooks, Ruff Johnson's Harmony Band.
Old Abraham from Alabama was just a good-for-nothing lazy man. No kind of work to him was interesting, though he was always on the job suggesting. But folks confess his laziness was never known to stand a certain test. It seemed that Melody and Eve could not agree to start a band, and he gets busy. Every time a band starts playing, he just looks all around, all around, all around. Then his body commenced to swim, and he bowed to the ground, to the ground, to the ground. He stands there while listening. Soon his lips, they started whistling. And he's gone, gone, gone with the flash and the dash and the crash. Makes no difference where that band is. He'll be there, he'll be there, he'll be there, he'll be there. If there's people all around him, he don't care, he don't care, he don't care, he don't care. Other times he's doggone lazy, but it seems that music just sets him crazy. And the folks all call him Brass Band Ephraim Jones. only fair was held out there. All kinds of bands arrived from everywhere. Their playing certainly kept Ephraim busy. He chased them bands around till he got dizzy. They made him mad, but he was glad, 'cause music simply couldn't make him sad. Those bands have left the town, but Ephraim don't wear a frown. He follows them around. He's happy every time a band starts playing. He gets looked all around, all around, all around. Then his body starts a swaying, and he bows to the ground, to the ground, to the ground. He stands there while listening. Soon his lips, they start whistling. Then he's gone, gone, gone with the flash and the dust and the crash. Makes no difference where that band is, anywhere. He'll be there, he'll be there, he'll be there. If there's people all around him, he don't care, he don't care, he don't care, he's a bear. Other times he's stuck on lazy, but it just seems that music just sets him crazy. And the folks all call him Ephraim, Ephraim Jones.
Johnson leads the band. It is a ragtime band down in Savannah. I said Savannah. They play the ragtime melodies, those hunky-dory harmonies down in Savannah, G.A. Why, those cows and sheep, they tap at their feet when a moo starts to play. Come, just listen to that drum. Oh man, he's playing some. He's a-going. Wow, listen to that violin. Oh man, hear that trombone. Oh, I can't stand it. Listen to, oh, that hot cornet. Played by the leader, man, a so grand. They got a worldwide reputation. All playing syncopation. All Rufus Johnson's harmony band. Oh, what a band!
Al Jolson, brass band, Ephraim Jones, and Ian Whitcomb, Ruff Johnson's harmony band. Ragtime and jazz alike originated with African-American musicians, so in the early days, they were a perfect source for stereotypes about rhythmic, barely civilized blacks. Whites saw them as entertainment and loved to dance to their uninhibited music. From 1917, this is the original Dixieland Jazz Band, an all-white orchestra, with the Dixieland Jazz Band One Step.
Thank you.
The original Dixieland Jazz Band with the Dixieland Jazz Band One Step. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Here are two songs with a similar point in mind. The difference is in the outlook. First, an example of good advice. If you want to get a girl, nothing is surer than becoming the leader of a band, especially one that becomes famous. Back in the 30s and 40s, when the big bands were at their biggest, it would have been easy to find a young man with exactly that ambition. Kim Criswell with Cole Porter's 1943, The Leader of a Big-Time Band, and Fred Astaire with Irving Berlin's 1936, I'd Rather Lead a Band.
If a girl in any sector makes you feel like the puppy called Hector, and you're longing to subject her, to elect her your wife and protect her, if she's just as sweet as nectar, but of your job she's no respecter, become a top band director and you never, never will miss. In the old days when a maid desired to wed, any man who'd foot the bill could fill the band. But today the lad who's sure to win her hand is the leader of a big time band. Even gals who go for wrestlers quit 'em when they meet some guy who sings and swings a stick. For of late the only date they long to land is the leader of a big time band. When they hear Harry James make with the lip, the most colonial dames fracture their hips. So if he would like to be in great demand, be the leader of a big time band. In the Gilded Age, a Wall Street millionaire was the answer to a working maiden's prayer. But today she checked that yearly 50 grand. Of a big time band. In the days when Casanova was the tops, all his rivals with the femmes were famous flops. But today, who's got that extra monkey gland? Why, the leader of a big time band. When Goodman Champ of Champs goes blowing blue, from Britain, debut tramps nearly come to. Nothing when you're out like being banned by the leader of a big time band. In the days when old King Louis held the scene, any jock who had the jack could play the queen. But today who'd come and play that baby grand by the leader of a big time band. When in Venice, Georgia Sands with Chopin roared, libido had the Lido simply swung. But today who would be buried in the sand? Why, the leader of a big time band. When Dorsey starts to tilt that heart of mine, dear Mrs. Vanderbilt bumps herself out. So if say you still can play a one night stand, be the leader of a big time band. Wear 'em down. But today the only rider they demand is the leader of a big time band. When Stallone got John the Bee and by the hand, it appears he wasn't kosher in the band. But today who'd be the goy she'd like to wear? Why, the leader of a big time band. one cheek while being scanned by the leader of a big time band. By the leader of a band. By the leader of a big time band.
Ambitions or lofty positions that wind up with the wealth of the land. I'll give you the throne that a king sat on for just a small baton, providing you included a band. If I could be the wealthy owner of a large industry, I would say, not for me, I'd rather lead a band. If I could be a politician with a chance to dictate, I would say, let it wait, I'd rather lead a band. My every care ceases, I'm rich as old Croesus, when I've got 10 pieces in hand. If I could have a millionaire with a whole flock of banks, I would just whisper thanks, I'd rather lead a band. Oh, a saxophone, a slide trombone, a bass, fiddle, and a drum. A guy at the piano who makes it hum. A violin, a clarinet, a hot trumpet, and guitar. And me with the baton, and there you are.
Boys, rehearsal tomorrow at 10.
Kim Criswell, the leader of a big-time band, and Fred Astaire, I'd rather lead a band. Some bands went for swing, others for sweetness, but eventually they all played for dancing. It's why people turned out to fill roadhouses, dance halls, and huge ballrooms all around the country, from Avalon to Roseland. All the instruments, all the musicians, all that rhythm and melody to draw you on to the dance floor. This is Ted Weems Orchestra with a vocal by Parker Weems and Arthur Jarrett, My Favorite Band.
Something about a saxophone that sure is grand. Gee, how I like to hear that old slide trombone. Stop, look and listen to my favorite band. And when they swing into the dancing rhythm, it's mighty hard to beat. It brings you just a little nearer heaven, close to your dancing feet. Just linger on the notes of that old bass horn. There is the hottest clarinetist in the land. Gee, how that man can play a grand piano. Stop, look and listen to my favorite band.
Wait a minute, you fellas. You know we have to rehearse this band today, so get your horns and sound your A. Now better pay attention to what I do. Play back at me what I sing to you. Are you ready? Do-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, la-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da. Da-wa. Wa-da-dee-dee-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, that sounded pretty good to me, but let's try it now in a higher key.
Parker Weems and Arthur Jarrett with Weems, Joe Hames, and Dexter Mason's My Favorite Band. There are times when a song about a band becomes personal. A band becomes a metaphor for how somebody feels. And if the band is mainly brassy, you can probably conclude that something good is going on. Gwen Verdon with Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields' I'm a Brass Band, and Tammy Grimes with Meredith Wilson's My Own Brass Band.
Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Someone loves me. Somebody loves me. My heart is beating so fast. All kinds of music is pouring out of me. Somebody loves me at last. Now I'm a brass band, I'm a harpsichord, I'm a clarinet, I'm the Philadelphia Orchestra, I'm the modern jazz quartet, I'm the band from Macy's Big Parade, a wild Count Basie blast. I'm the bells of St. Peter's in Rome, I'm tissue paper on a comb, and all kinds of music is pouring out of me, 'cause somebody loves me at last. Oh, Somebody loves me. At last. Stars shining on my own brass bed. Stars shining. You. I'm trembling just to look at you now. All I can think of is, wow, Mr. Brown. Whoa, Mr. Brown. To marry you.
Gwen Verdon, I'm a Brass Band, and Tammy Grimes, My Own Brass Band. Apparently everybody loves a band, regardless of where you stand. But my vote goes to the singers. Nobody loves a big band better than a singer, regardless of style. Frank Sinatra, a jazz-influenced crooner. Barbara Cook, a star of Broadway and the concert hall. Both of them masters of the Great American Songbook. When they tell you that the band is what matters, you'd better pay attention. Frank Sinatra with Artie Schreck, Sherman Howe, and Alfred Natoles, Here's to the Band, and Barbara Cook with Wally Harper and David Zippels, It's Better with a Band.
Hear that music playing. Listen to what it's saying. Throughout the years, I've made a lot of friends. Many became famous, most of them go nameless. But I dedicate this song to all of them. I've sung with the best, and I've had it all. I've gone from neighborhood saloons to Carnegie Hall. I've been down and out, and I've been in demand. But I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Those magical notes, those musical pearls, I've sung with all the counts, the dukes, the kings and the earls.
experience, I have to say, was grand. But I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Strings soaring, horns roaring, drums pounding in my ear. To start at the ground and reach for the top, have such a wonderful career, I just gotta stop. Stop and turn around to thank everyone that sits on the stand. 'Cause I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band.
Piano, but it's better with a grand. Ask any bass or soprano from the Met to Dixieland. Singing may be swinging, but baby, it's better with a band. Give me a bass, that's a perfect place to start. Drummer with rhythm, and you're sure to reach my heart. Perhaps a touch of percussion, now may get you close to art. Singing may be swinging, but baby, it's better with a band. So much better with a band. Hey, we could use a clarinet or two to start out, say. Even Benny Goodman would eat his heart.
ice cream that's vanilla. And if I really have to, I can sing it a cappella.
Frank Sinatra, Here's to the Band, and Barbara Cook, It's Better with a Band. And so it is. Regardless of time or style, the big band has a way of bringing the music alive for listeners, dancers, musicians, and singers alike. It was not for nothing that Benny Goodman named his theme song, Let's Dance. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.